It is 9:06 on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. It's Friday morning. That means it's time for the Ask the First Selectman show. Joined on the line by Greenwich First Selectman Fred Camillo, taking your calls at 203-661-5051. 203-661-5051. And good morning, Mr. Camillo. How are you today? And a happy Valentine's Day to you.
Same to you, Tony. Good morning.
How's the heart going?
It's going well. Out here, doing a little exercising and getting everything back into normal shape and rate.
All right. And I guess you got the bake sale at the town hall today. I don't know if you want to be partaking in too many of those things there, right?
No, I will promote, but I will not participate for good reasons. But it's terrific, great cause. They do a really nice job there, and I heard it's really good. So if you're in town hall today, please stop by there and help support a good cause.
All right. That's Barbara's house, I think, right?
Yes. Yeah, yep. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned that.
Yep. All right. Well, first, we'll start with the thoughts about the passing of Frank Mazza. Tributes have been coming in all week to him.
Yes, Frank was a longtime public servant here in town. He took after a couple of his dad left off, Anthony, and people who may have just moved to town or getting involved with town government will know the name because they'll have meetings in the Mazza room at town hall on the first floor, but they may not know the history, and that's why it's up to us to really help keep their legacies alive. And he had served a longtime member of the BET, was on the board of selectmen for 9 years, was also the first chair of the Harbor Commission, as well as a few other things. So he was always involved here in town. So we certainly will miss Frank.
All right. Speaking with First Selectman Fred Camillo, number to call 203-661-5051. And perhaps some movement now on the rink. What's happening in the latest with Dorothy Hamill?
So we put together a task force, Hamill Task Force. I've asked several organizations to give me 7 of the 9 members. The chairmanship will be picked by those members and not me. I will pick somebody from the skating community, which I've already done, and just holding out, have to pick one more with construction experience. And it's been well received so far. All the major stakeholders are involved. And really, we're not starting from scratch. We have a 53-year history of looking at alternatives, and especially in the last 4 years, we've really drilled down on it. So they're going to have most of their information there already. I also have asked three liaisons, from planning and zoning, from Parks and Rec, and from DPW to be there to help them with that. So I'm not looking at this and anticipating a very prolonged process with this task force. And I think they can get this done in several months, and then we could be back on track again.
How does this differ from the rink use committee?
Well, you know, as much as I disagreed with it, what the RTM did, because, and I could tell you honestly, and here, several RTM members reached out to me with wrong information. A couple said they voted for it against it because it took open space when it actually did the opposite, and we'd stated that several times. So, you know, and I have to keep reminding not only myself but everybody in town that for whatever reason, the RTM, the BET tend to say no all the time for the first few attempts at things, and this was the real first attempt at it. Potts Point in the 40s field 3 times. I'm saying it so much now, I can do it in my sleep. 3 times. I mean, you look at that today and you think, what were they thinking, right? We're going to be opening up the Civic Center in a few weeks. That had huge opposition. Prescott Park had opposition. It never ends when it comes to, no matter what you do. So you really have to drill down and see if there's anything you missed, and to get all the people, including those who were negative on it, involved. And the good thing is, even those that were on the RTM who said no, which was really, you know, opposite of what the town residents were saying to them, are all on record now. They want one. They said they support a new rink. And, you know, somebody, a skating person I just saw at the gym, said that, you know, we were talking about the other night, somebody's skate went through the board, and the fact that the boards are really thin there. And his response was, he sent something out on social media saying, delay it some more. So, you know, that's a minor thing, too. Even though the game had to be rescheduled and stopped and rescheduled after that, but that's minor. It's at the end of its useful life. So the question is, if you know you want us to flip, or if there's any other possibility. We think there's one other possibility that would really work well. But all of these locations have been looked at over decades, and people who are well-intentioned and well-meaning will say, "Hey, did you ever look at Sosa?" Yes. It was looked at in 1975, it was looked at in 2021, but certainly let the task force look at it again. I want them to have all the information there. I want them to decide on their own, free of any influence, and just to get it done, look at everything, set your biases at the door, and get on with it, because we can't keep kicking it down the road. It's getting more and more expensive. And I'm going to be, that's one thing I'm not going to budge on. You know, do it right. Do it right. So don't say you're going to rebuild them there, right there, and we don't care if it's going to cost more, they're not going to get any solar. We also know skating rinks are high standards to recapture, you know, energy. Get it done. Do it the right way. So we'll have the information, and it's a good group. And we're going to finalize in the coming days, and hopefully March 3rd will be their first meeting.
All right. You mentioned, if not the flip, then another option. What's another option?
A lot of surface parking lots in town. There's a lot of surface parking lots now. Most are not big enough. One is big enough and would fit into, it's not just putting a rink on. Could you get some green space? Could you get a park on top of it? Could you get maybe a store or a restaurant there? So Island Beach would certainly lend itself to that, and you wouldn't lose any parking at all. You just put it in the back, built into the grade, beyond the other night side. That's, I already put out an RFP 4.5 years ago on that. So we already have information on that, too. So that makes sense. Other lots have been mentioned that they're small. And, again, you want to take advantage of it. All around the country, surface parking lots are falling out of favor because they're a waste. They waste space. So you can put something else on them to keep the parking and also add green space without building a monstrosity. It's done all the time. So it just, again, every time you mention something, you're going to have people coming out of the woodwork saying why you can't. I want to get to why you can.
All right. We're going to take a break with Greenwich First Selectman Fred Camillo on the Ask the First Selectman show. Number to call, 203-661-5051, 203-661-5051. Back with more in 2 minutes.
A winter weather advisory will go into effect Saturday afternoon until Sunday morning, mostly sunny for today. We'll be in the low 30s, wind chills 10 to 20, early breezy, then partly cloudy for tonight. We'll be around 18 above, then snow after 3 p.m. tomorrow in the low 30s. Then snow for tomorrow night with a wintry mix and freezing rain towards sunrise, 2 to 4 of new snow, 1/10 to 3/10 of new ice. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
You spend a lot to insure your car and home. An experienced insurance agent can manage your insurance costs, fund the gaps in coverage, and save you money. And that's what you'll get when you speak with the professionals at Greenwich Independent Insurance.
Hi, I'm Cindy Greco. Let us take some of the risk out of life. For more than a century, Greenwich Independent Insurance has provided responsive, uncomplicated, friendly, and efficient insurance products for our customers.
And I'm Nicole Lombardo. We are your Greenwich neighbors. We're about getting you affordable insurance policies and great insurance protection for your cars, home, boat, life, and for whatever your insurance needs may be.
And I'm Rick Wellington. Greenwich Independent Insurance has found insurance solutions for more than a century. We have the knowledge and experience to find the answers you need. Let's talk.
For your cars, home, life, and business, Greenwich Independent Insurance has the answers. Speak to an agent at 203-869-0302 and at GreenwichInsurance.com.
Greenwich has its own sports talk program. Doubleheader weekday afternoons at 4 on 1490 WGCH. Join me, Rob Adams, as we talk about all sports, high schools, youth sports, college, the pros, and anything else. It's your show, so let's make it interactive. It's lively and it's fun. Call me at 203-661-5051 and be a part of it. That's Doubleheader, weekdays at 4 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Nine 17 here on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich First Selectman Fred Camillo on the Ask the First Selectman show. Number to call, 203-661-5051, 203-661-5051. It was not taken up at yesterday's Board of Selectmen meeting yesterday, Mr. Camillo, but maybe some movement also on Valley Road intersection. What's happening?
Yeah, we're putting electronic signage up there for several months just to get some data on that, see how that's working. Ultimately, the four-way stop is the best option there, but we're trying everything, making sure that people know that something will be done, but that we didn't jump at the first thing, that we listened, we postponed, and continue to go back and look at it and relook at it. So we'll get it done. We want to make sure public safety is addressed there.
But the signage is just a temporary thing, right? That can't be a long-term solution?
That was a temporary one. But again, with people don't understand, and I wouldn't know this unless I was actually in the business of having to know this. There's regulations, whether they're town ordinances or state regulations and laws. We just can't put things, signage up and lights up wherever we want. It's got to be backed up by data. And so, and people say, well, put a crosswalk in the middle of the intersection. Well, that would wipe out parking within a certain amount of footage. So each move and option comes with a set of, requirements, and sometimes they can be unintended consequences.
All right. Speaking with Greenwich First Selectman Fred Camillo on the Ask the First Selectman show, number to call, 203-661-5051. And we have a caller on the line. Go ahead. You're on with First Selectman Fred Camillo.
Fred, Peter Alexander, you sound great. I was away for a couple of weeks, but I got worried about you when
Peter,
I came back.
How are you doing? How are you,
Peter? I'm a little worried about, I'm not a trunk or tree salesman, like a lot of landscape architects are, but I'm really worried about our evergreens with these strong cold winds. And again, I'm not a salesman, but there's a product called Wilt Proof, W-I-L-T-P-R-U-F. It's basically, maybe you're familiar with it, but it's a resin that you can spray on your evergreens really easily, and it protects them. Because you remember, we had drought most of the summer and a good part of the fall, and 70% of the root growth for evergreens is in the winter. That surprised me when I. Anyway, it's a really good idea because I'm worried about them being really fragile this spring, and then when we get the thaw, it's good to deep water. But anyway, I. Wilt proof. I'm not trying to sell it, but it's a really good idea. Thank you.
Yeah, hopefully we won't see a lot of widespread damage done to those trees. But good to know. And certainly, if Dr. Kramer's listening, I'm sure he'll look into that.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Peter, for your time.
You.
Take care. Okay. Number to call, 203-661-5051, 203-661-5051. And I guess you want to make everyone aware that Town Hall will be closed Monday for President's Day, right?
Yes. So if you have any business, there's a time that you want to get there today or on Tuesday.
And you're out there walking about, out and about, and I guess getting prepared for the for marching in the St. Patrick's Parade?
Yes, it's 6 days after, so it's on the 23rd, not the 17th. So hopefully, as I said to Drew Collins, RTM member yesterday, who was there to present to the Board of Selectmen, that for the partial road closure, that sometimes we have some really nice days, sometimes it could be a little cold, and March 23rd, you never know. It could be nice and warm, but it could also be, a little bit more like winter. So it's a little bit later this year. So I'm hoping that affects the weather in a positive way.
All right. And, you know, what's interesting is, you know, every year they have this snow sculpture contest. And this year we actually have snow for the snow sculpture contest. So that's a good thing, right?
It is. It is. As long as we don't have it too far into the winter, as everybody's getting ready for baseball. You know, the snow looks beautiful when it comes down. It really looks nice the other day. And, you know, it is winter. You know, we have another few weeks of it, so enjoy it while it lasts. But, you know, at that point in a couple weeks, I think we'll be done with it.
Yeah. Now, we've had, you know, a number of events. It's been active. We've got more coming over the weekend. There's been, you know, snow, but also some sleet, freezing rain, things like that. How are the sands and salt supplies for the town?
We're good. You know, somebody's always walking his dog, I worry about seeing too much salt down there because it hurts the paws, and it's done for a reason, to make everything safe for people walking and driving. But, you know, if you have a pet, just be careful of it, and you know, hopefully we'll have to use too much more of it. But there's some more snow coming this weekend, so just everybody, you know, make your travel plans accordingly.
Yeah, how's everything gone as far as clearing the roads and things like that? You've weathered the storms pretty well, right?
Yeah, no, they were out really. You know, I left my car on the road the other night, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's usually when I start to wake up, and I did, and I heard the plow coming down the road, and I ran out and put the car in the driveway, and the town employee was laughing. But, you know, if you know it's going to snow and you have room, off-street parking, it's always better to the night before. Don't forget. And, yeah, they're out there really quickly. I mean, at that point, there was about an inch on the ground, and sometimes people feel, why do you want to, you know, do it for such a small amount? But, you know, if it's freezing and it's going to turn to ice, they have to really think ahead of the time. And they do pre-treat the roads, too. So we're in much better shape than some of those states that don't get much snow or ice, and they don't pre-treat. And then they have just a tiny bit of snow or some icing, and then they have multiple accidents, and their whole towns come to a standstill because of that.
Yeah, just really thinking about, and you know, it's interesting, in one of the storms earlier, I know somebody in another town that didn't move their car, it was a snow emergency, they got it towed, cost them $400 to get it back, so got to be aware of that.
Yeah,
right?
We haven't yet. You have to be aware of that, and we haven't had that, thank God, that I'm aware of this year, but we had the towing incident over at the train station last year, but, you know, as far as the snow, I haven't heard anything yet. But hopefully people are mindful of that. Usually the plows will go around it here, but then you end up really causing a mess for your neighbors as well as yourself, because that part of the road is not plowed, and, you know, it freezes, and then they become slippery, and people are walking, and that's totally avoidable. So if you can, just try to think ahead and get the cars out of the way.
Right. Just a couple minutes left with First Selectman Fred Camillo. The Board of Selectmen meeting was a short one yesterday.
Yeah, that was nice. We always have executive sessions after that, and sometimes we try to, it's a big agenda, we try to tell people to, if you've heard what you're going to say before, please pass on speaking so we can get to our other meetings. But sometimes you can't, and sometimes you have to go. But yesterday was fine, and we got all our business done and had plenty of time to prepare for the other meeting.
Anything come out of the executive session?
Besides pending litigation, which we can't talk about, we had voted on some settlements there yesterday. So that has to be, when you have going to executive session, you deliberate there, but the votes are in public.
Okay. How have the meetings gone with the budget committee on the budget?
We went first. Kate Bush, our town administrator, myself went first. It was fine. And, you know, the normal questions, and, you know, separate. It's more tailored to what your budget was, you know, that this particular year. So nothing really. You know, we're just everybody's there advocating for their budgets and their budget proposals, and a lot of thought has gone into it. So hopefully, there won't be too much cutting, but still, the normal, many, many hours during the next few months into it, and keep both spending and necessary services at the forefront.
What implications does the governor's budget have on the town?
I haven't had a chance to go over it in detail. I just read some excerpts of it, but I was a little disappointed that he caved in a little bit on the guardrails. That was something we put in 2017 that has really served the state well. And I know compromise is, a central part of governing. But those are things that, certain things you have to stand your ground on, and that's so much work went into that. I think that once you start to weaken them, the majority party's been after weakening them since we put them in, complaining about them, but that's the reason why we have these surpluses now. And unfortunately, now there's a little bit of, floodgates have been opened, I think, and it's not going to end. I, having been in the legislature for 11 years, they're going to continue to go at it each year. And, that was disappointing, unfortunately.
All right, Mr. First Selectman, we got another round of snow this weekend, but, pitchers and catchers have reported, so I guess days are getting longer. We're getting towards spring, right?
That's a good time of year, my favorite time of year. Everything's March Madness, basketball, baseball starting to get warmer, days are longer, so things are looking up.
All right, fantastic. Mr. First Selectman, thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate you joining me on the First Selectman, Ask the First Selectman show.
Thank you. Stay warm.
Take care. That is Greenwich First Selectman Fred Camillo on the Ask the First Selectman show here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. Joe Thomas takes you up to Sportsline America.